Chapter 14. Captain Silver. When it was completely dark, I climbed into Ben's boat and rowed to the beach. I tied the boat to a tree and walked up the hill to the stockade. When I was near the fence, I saw a fire outside. That's strange, I thought. The captain never lit a fire before. The house was dark. When I opened the door, I heard someone snoring. That's the doctor, I thought. He always snores at night. My foot hit something, and I fell. Someone shouted, "Who's that?" I knew that voice. It was Long John Silver. I tried to run, but two men stopped me. "Bring a light, Dick," Silver said. "Hello, Jim Harkins. This is a nice surprise." I didn't answer him. "It's good to see you again. I like you, Jim," Silver continued. "You're a gentleman. But you can't return to your friends now. They're very angry with you, especially the captain. They don't want you with them. Join us. Join Captain Silver." I was happy to hear that my friends were alive, but where were they? I didn't answer Silver. I needed time to think.
"Well, are you with us?"
Silver asked. "First, tell me what happened," I said. "Where are Captain Smollett and the others? And why are you here in the stockade?"
"I'll tell you," Silver said. "Yesterday, the doctor came to us with a white flag. He said, 'We want to leave the stockade. You and your men can stay there. There's food there. There are only four of us, and one can't walk. Jim Harkins has disappeared, and we don't want to see him again.' Those were his exact words, Jim."
I didn't believe Silver. I knew I was in danger. I must be careful. I didn't understand why the captain and my friends weren't at the stockade. It was a mystery. Suddenly, one of Silver's men shouted,
"Kill this boy! He's our enemy! He's the captain's favourite, so kill him!"
"Wait," shouted Silver. "Are you the captain here? Do you give the orders? I like Jim, and perhaps one day he'll help us."
The men looked at each other, and I could see that they were angry.
"We're going outside to discuss this," one of the mutineers said. "Come on, men."
While the men went outside, Silver turned to me.
"Listen, Jim, the men want to kill you, but I'll protect you. If you help me, I'll help you."
"All right, Silver," I said. "I agree." I did not have any alternative.
"Tell me one thing, Jim," Silver said. "Why did the doctor give me the map?"
I couldn't believe it. "I don't know," I said.
"Yes, he gave it to me. And I don't understand why," Silver said.